Today's learning should be So we are holding Siman Reish Chav Ches. We are continuing on, almost finished another couple of simanim in the halachas of brachos, and we are up to Birchas Yamim Unaharos Harim Ugvayos. So we can talk about over here about a bracha that we make when specifically when we see a mountain or certain mountains, certain valleys. Yamim in the Haris. You see these major water bodies, Harim Ugvayos, Umidvarios, or mountains, valleys, or deserts. Oimer, we're going to see some limitations to this, but Oimer, we say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Oisa Maase Bereishis. Okay, that's the bracha that we see. Now we'll see that this will only apply to something that has been around since Maase Bereishis. So, for example, if a waterway was created later, or a waterway was diverted from its original path, which is oftentimes the case, we don't make a bracha. So, when you have a shaila, if something was there from, it has to be obviously a something that is shows the amazingness of the Rabbeinu Shem's creation, not just because you see a rock that was there from Eis Hasparashus, is made to see when you see these major things. And it also has to be something, the Iker is, it has to be something that we know for a fact has been there since Maase Bereishis. Okay, says the Mechav, Vayam HaGadol. Now, we'll see, there's machlokes here what Yam HaGadol means. Whether it's the way we normally teach it, or it means something else. Vayam HaGadol. So the Gemara tells us, Yam HaGadol, we also make a bracha. Vuhu, so the Mechav learns, what is Yam HaGadol? Hayam sha'ivrim boi l'Eretz Yisrael u'Mitzrayim. The Yam, the Mediterranean that we cross to get over into Eretz Yisrael. And into Mitzrayim. So the Mechava learns that the Yam HaGadol is referring to the Mediterranean. We'll see why he says that it's called Yam HaGadol. And we make this different. We don't make the regular Oisa Maase Bereishis. We make Oisa Yam HaGadol. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Oisa Maase Bereishis perish. Kevin sheyasdan mayah. Since this was formed back from Sheshes Mei Bereishis. Excuse me. The Shivcha Shamachim Hu. Kishanu Makirin Hayyim. It's a praise to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We recognize today. Dava Shanu Yoidim Shamachim Barai Barai B'Sheishas Yimei Bereishas Adayini Kayim. That it's something that the Hashem created, and we see it right now. We make a bracha. Now, Ravozna says, if you see a little edge of the, let's say, the ocean, that doesn't really impress you at all, it's not enough. The fact that it's been there since Sheshes Mei Bereishis is not enough to make the bracha. It has to be there, Sheshes Mei Bereishis, and it also has to be something that's like, wow, that it impresses you, that it's an unbelievable creation. So you're in a beautiful desert, right? Or a beautiful mountain range, right? So it's impressive. It's awe, you're looking at it in awe. And you know it's from Sheshes Mei Bereishis, then you make the bracha Oisa Maase Bereishis. Ain't Shech LeBaruch Hashem Shekoichei Gevuras Mei Olam. Why over here? You remember in the last siman we were talking about kolos, lightning and thunder and earthquakes. We had a choice. We could say Oisa Maase Bereishis or Shekoichei Gevuras Mei Olam. Over here, the Mechaber tells us only Oisa Maase Bereishis. Why? Kamayla Ruchais Ra'amim, like we did for these winds and for thunder, the hasam he nirim v'nishmoim re'achak. There is something that you see and hear from a distance. So therefore, it shows power, shows gvura. Aval yam u'naharetz kolach v'kaymai. The yam, although they're awesome, and the vod, you look at them, it's like wow, and it's from Sheshes Mei Bereishis, so we should make a bracha and praise Hashem about it. But koyche gvurasay malayolam would not be an appropriate bracha because from that thing we don't see the gvura. From power, a hurricane, you see Gvura. Tornado, you see Gvura. Thunder and lightning, you see Gvura. But you don't see the Gvura when it comes to seeing these things. Okay. So the Mechaber said, what's Yam HaGadol? That's the Mediterranean. But Nikri Yam HaGadol, why is it called Yam HaGadol? Not the largest Yam. Since it's attached there to Yisrael, that's why it's called the Yam HaGadol, right? So, many argue, we'll see this makes a chilik lalacha. You know, we're talking about Yam HaGadol. Yam HaGadol was talking about the ocean. Shu HaYam HaGadol v'shchol HaYamim. Shemakif as kala olam, it surrounds the whole world. Allah kavu bracha v'neyatzim v'neygodlai. Since it's so powerful, so great, therefore there's a separate bracha. Aval yam shayivim by le'eretz Yisrael, this Mediterranean, loin likurin yizay yamagodol. This is for this for the bracha. It's not considered yamagodol. Mivarech alav kama yashar yam. You just make the oisim aseveracious for that. The chol okay. So now lamaisa. Since oisim aseveracious, everyone agrees will work. It's like the shahakol for food. So lemaisa, we should both on the ocean and on the what we call the yamagodol, we should just make oisim aseveracious because now you've at least you were yotze according to all shitas. According to this other achrayim that argued to mechaber that when it gets to the bracha, it's not referring to the yamagodol as the Mediterranean. If you would make the bracha of Oysa Yamagodol, you would not be making the appropriate bracha. You would not only not be making the right bracha, you'd be making according to Zacharayim bracha of Atala. The bechala bracha say enel k'shareisim shloishim yom l'shloishim yom. This that we say you make this bracha is only if you see it once every 30 days. But since, let's say for us, we generally cannot make a bracha on the Atlantic Ocean because we see it pretty frequently, and therefore it's not so we're not so awestruck when we see it, whether it's we're crossing over the bridges or there's various different places that we see it, to at least see portions of it. So generally we would not be able to make that that bracha. On the other hand, if you travel, I remember a bunch of years ago I was in Arizona, we drove out to see the desert. The Rav told me I should make some aseverations. It's been there since I forgot what the name of the desert is, the red sand. Where somebody here who travels more than me will remember what it is, what it's called. The Rav said you should make oisim aseveracious. You go see the Grand Canyon. You can say oisim aseveracious. It's not something you see regularly. When you see it, it's unbelievable. Oisay yamagodol kainu l'shana torah. Kam pois ahetik nusav bracha zoi b'loshan ovar. She osa es yamagodol. So stama zoi. This whole bracha of oisay yamagodol is a question. Is it oisay yamagodol or she osa yamagodol? L'maisa, in most cases, we'd be making oisim aseveracious. Let's see the Mechaber Siv Beis. We don't make on all the naharis. El al abra naharis tiksiva bikra. Only doesn't really literally mean on the four naharis that we in the pasuk, because we do make it on other ones. It means it's like them, meaning that it's large. As we mentioned, that this is only if it has not changed its path through human intervention, but if it was diverted by humans, you can no longer make the bracha from that point on further. Let's see the Mishaburu Kamechi Dekla Pras. Labdav Ge'elu doesn't specifically mean the Naharis that I mentioned in the Torah. Elu Adin Kol Naharis, any Shehenge Doilis that are large. Kamechi Eli Hadal Naharis, similar to those. Shehi Yuduyim, second of all, besides that they have to be large and therefore create a awe in the person, has to be Shehi Yuduyim, Shehmi Mei, Bereishis. And they were not created afterwards. But makam shalayn nishtana perish. But makam shachafru. If they dug out, v'shinim alocha shalnar l'derech acheres, they diverted it to go a different direction. And this happened for many, many running bodies of water. That over the years, it was for commercial purposes. It was redirected. From that point on, where it got changed, you can't make the bracha anymore. The sham lav masabreishesu, because that's not considered masabreishesu. I am el yirabit shemestadid loyimid the imsafik loyim nishtani gam kein lo yibrarich. If you're a suffik, if you don't know if this changed from sheshes meyabreishes or not, you don't make a bracha. They you only make it in a place that you know for a fact that it had not been changed. Let's say there were two bodies of water and the humans went and they dug it up, right? And if you go and they look back, there's not something new. Go back to the Romans, right? They created these aqueducts. How did they create these aqueducts? By digging massive construction projects and digging ditches from one body of water to the other and connecting them. You don't make the bracha over there anymore. When it comes to a sea, you don't have to worry about it. More likely that a river was redirected than one of the seas was redirected. But if you know for a fact, so that's the only chilek. By a river, you have to know for a fact that it wasn't redirected. By a sea, you can assume that it wasn't. However, but if you know that it was, you would no longer be able to make that bracha. Let's see. Machaber Siv Gimel. Not on all mountains and valleys you make the bracha. That they're unusual, meaning they're large, they're beautiful. When they keres gvuras abarabam, and you can tell the gvuras abarabam, you just see a little mountain, you happen to know that this mountain was here since Hashem Abarashis, it's not a reason to make a bracha. It's the same halacha like all the other stuff. It has to be something that it is obvious. That not only is it obvious, but it has to be something that is Jack, not the Red Cliffs. That's another name for it. We'll get to it. We'll remember. It has to be something that is impressive in order for us to make the bracha. Okay, let's start Siman Reish Chav Tes. Birchas Hakeshes v'Chamat v'Kufasai. So here we can talk about the rainbow and also the Birchas Hakama. Haroya Hakeshes, you see a rainbow. Oima Baruch Ata Hashem Lekene Melech Olam Zoicha Habris Ne'emon Bebrisai V'Kayim Mari. He remembers the bond that he made with us. What was the bond that he made with us? The bond that he made with us that he will not destroy the world again like he did in the Mabel. So when we see a Hakeshes, and what was the sign that he shows us that really? Unfortunately, the way humans are acting, he should be destroying the world, is when you see a rainbow. You look at it, you see it, in order to make the bracha. However, you don't steer it, because remember, it's a derogatory thing. Now, people make this mistake. You see a rainbow, you shouldn't go, it says the chayadim, don't go tell other people, oh, wow, look at that rainbow. Because although today we associate rainbow as a beautiful thing, remember what it's symbolizing, and you're basically saying you're being mitzadiba. You're saying you're spreading bad information about humanity. You see, to here you don't have the 30-day limitation, similar to the thunder and the lightning, because this rainbow. If you saw a rainbow on Tuesday and another one on Thursday, it's a different rainbow. It's not like those that we said that you only make it once a month. The kind of keshes I made a day ago or 2 days ago is different. It's similar to the thunder and lightning. Ne'emon, right? So that was the bracha. Merama mator nusach v'ne'emon with a vav. Bivrisai writes aloy mishaloi avireni afa bisharabi yoshoim. Once Hashem made a promise. So what's the? It's a very beautiful thing over here, actually. So let's slow down for a second, right? In this bracha, we say zoicha habris ne'emon bivrisai v'kayim b'mamorai. He's believed about his bond, and he's also mekayim his mamorai, his word. So what are we saying over here? We seem to be repeating ourselves. We ne'emon bivrisai. He's trusted to keep his promise. What does that mean? That v'kayim b'mamorai. See, Taich is beautiful, and so it's a very nice gedan. So right to line. What is Namit Shaloy Avirani Afa Pisha Rabbi Rishon? So even though there's an increase in the rishus in this world, and we deserve to be punished, Chas v'Shalom, Hashem, he made a promise, he keeps it. The Kayim Mamarai, the Filoloy Hayabris, was saying is Hashem is so MS that even if he wouldn't have done it as a bond, he just would have said it. Kevin Shama, but Deber Ba'alma, he wouldn't have made any promises. The Loya Oid Mabel, Shaches Aretz, right? Even if he wouldn't have made the bris, he just would have said, I'm not making a Mabel again. Baruch Hu Sheikai Mamari. So Hashem is totally MS that it's not only, so somebody says, I made a promise, so I'm going to keep it. But I just said something, I don't have to keep it. No, I made a promise, I'm not going to keep it. But even if it was just Mamari, he would keep it. He would keep it also. Vasa Lestakel, you're not supposed to steer at it. Mestakel by Beyoisa, Ain of Chaos. It weakens your eyes, the Gemara says in Chagiga, Elorei Ehu, Umivarech. You should look at it, make the bracha, and then no longer stare at it. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Yemetz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with Birchas Hachamah.